Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. According to a draft resolution, the federal government wants to extend the contact restrictions imposed due to the corona pandemic until the 5th of July. This is the result of a paper by the head of the chancellery, Helga Braun, and reported by ARD, RBB, and Der Spiegel. According to the paper, previous restrictions such as minimum distancing, compulsory masks, and the household regulations are to be continued throughout Germany. In regions with increasing infection rates, however, more far-reaching contact restrictions could be imposed to contain an outbreak of the coronavirus. However, there should also be more relaxations. The minimum distance of 1.5 meters to other people and the obligation to wear masks in certain public areas will continue to be observed. In addition to meetings with a second household, it should also be possible to stay in private and public spaces with up to 10 people starting June 6th. Meetings with persons from outside the household should take place outside if possible. According to ARD, government spokesman Stefan Seibert said that the progress made should not be jeopardized, remarking, quote, "It's necessary to be both courageous and vigilant to return to schools, restaurants, and sports clubs, but at the same time, continue to observe the rules of hygiene." The corona crisis is giving the economy a hard time. Short-time work and loss of wages are widespread. However, rents generally point in an upward direction. In Germany's major cities, rental prices are climbing by up to 12% from the end of 2019 to the beginning of 2020. This is the result of a joint analysis by the real estate portal Immowelt and the IFO Institute. Overall, rents are rising in 57 of 81 cities with more than 100,000 inhabitants. One of the few cities with falling rents, however, is Berlin. From €10.70 per square meter at the end of 2019 to currently €10.20 per square meter, offered rents have fallen. This corresponds to a drop of 5%. The rent cap, which has been in force since the end of February, played a major role. According to this, rents for existing properties built before 2014 are frozen for 5 years. Rent caps depend upon the year of construction, location, and amenities. The benchmark for this is the price level of the current Berlin Rent Index. After several weeks of emergency operation, Berlin's Bürgerämter, or citizens' offices, are reopening. The Senate Interior Administration announced, quote, "The current situation allows for a gradual increase in public traffic so that the citizens and registry offices are again expanding their services. Anyone who turns up spontaneously will be turned away. However, appointments will be made again starting this Monday and can be booked online at the berlin.de website or by telephone at the public authority number 115 between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Flixbus wants to resume operations this Thursday after a two-month corona break. Buses will initially serve almost 50 destinations in Germany. Apart from big cities like Berlin, Leipzig, Nuremberg, Hamburg, Frankfurt am Main, and Munich, smaller cities including Bayreuth, Himmelkron, Weimar, and Wolpertshausen will also be served. Flixbus Managing Director André Schwemmlein said that their hygiene concept enables travelers to travel safely by long-distance bus, even in the current situation. Guests must wear mouth protection during the entire journey, buses are to be disinfected after each trip, and a safety distance of 1.5 meters will apply at bus stops and when getting on and off the bus. Tickets will be checked without contact, and disinfectants will be made available. Toilets, however, will not be open, but buses will regularly stop at rest areas. A portion of the seats, however, will not be deliberately left unbooked and empty, as according to Schwemmlein, quote, this is not economically possible. He added that traveling by Flixbus requires personal responsibility of travelers. Quote, we appeal to our passengers to start their journey only when they are free of symptoms. Due to the spread of the coronavirus, the buses were at a standstill since March 18th. Trains followed the next day. It's not yet certain when the FlixTrain service will start again. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.